Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by David Last. Talk number 4, Breaking Through Barriers, Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to chapter 2, verse 12. In the third talk, Jesus went to his friend Peter's home and healed Peter's mother-in-law. That launched Jesus into being a local celebrity, with crowds clamouring for him in the town. But though he showed great kindness to the people who gathered, he stepped away from their adulation, saying his task was to travel and deliver a message of salvation. It's a message for all. Though society around him is heavily divided, Jesus breaks through barriers to reach out to everyone. That includes a man who now begs for Jesus' help. His skin is suffering from a nasty disease, off-putting to others. But it's not just the fear of infection that so isolates this man. He is also excluded from the heart of his society because his illness makes him unfit to join in the worship of God. In their language, he's unclean, a person with the signs of sin upon him. But Jesus stretches out a hand to the sufferer. With compassion, he tells the man that from now on, his skin will be normal again. He will be clean. No one else has ever been able to do this for him. No one has been able to restore his skin, his place in society, or his acceptability at the temple. Jesus can, with a touch. Which speaks volumes of how comprehensive a saviour Jesus is. It's not simply about giving a bit of help here and there, or inspiring hope to press on with life. It's about renewing a whole person with a central focus on their relationship with God. This is the need we all have. Disconnection from our Maker affects us all. This man's separation is a visible picture of our distance from God. Uncleanness on the outside might be obvious, but uncleanness on the inside is far more devastating and is within us all. This is what the Bible calls sin, the wrong thoughts, attitudes, and emotions within, which lead us to say or do things which shouldn't be done, unloving traits in our lives which God cannot stand. Because we all have these, we should all beg Jesus to make us clean. Maybe not to free us from skin disease, but to free us from the stain of our sin. The following incident speaks of this even more clearly. A disabled man is brought to Jesus by 4 friends, except they can't actually get through the crowds to ask him for help. So instead, they lower the man through a hole that they carve in the ceiling of the house where Jesus is speaking. As the dust settles, their determination draws a favourable comment from Jesus about their trust in him. They have faith. Not faith in the useless sense of believing in impossible or weird things. Real faith. In other words, based on what they know of Jesus, they deeply trust him to help their paralysed friend. Jesus loves that trust they express. So he gives to the broken man the greatest gift of all, forgiveness. Possibly that seems a strange response to us. For the religious people in the room, it was offensive, blasphemous. Surely, on the individual level, forgiveness is about one person showing mercy to another who's mistreated them. And on a higher level, it's about God deciding how he will deal with each of us. Jesus can't give this man either of those. At least, that's what the religious people think. But they're wrong, because Jesus is God. So he proves his right to say those words. With a simple command, Jesus removed the paralysis, and the man jumps up. His friends don't need to lift him back out through the ceiling. He can walk through the crowd on his own 2 legs. But if Jesus can do that, then why should anyone doubt his first response? His ability to restore movement points to his ability to restore all of life, including the very heart of it. He can forgive any of us, all of us. He can forgive every wrong thing in our life, so that with a clean slate, we may walk like new people on the paths of life. What do you think? Many of us wish we could find forgiveness. Forgiveness for what we've done to others, to ourselves. Forgiveness for what we are, traits and habits inside. Forgiveness which assures us that God is okay with us, that he's not against us. But can Jesus really offer that? Because if he can, it truly is like getting your legs back after losing their power for years. Mark's Gospel says he can, and countless Christians since have testified to the same. Putting their faith in Jesus, they have felt the weight of wrongdoing, of failure, of misery, of life's spoilers, lifted from their shoulders. You can know the same. Thank you for listening, but do stay on to hear Mark read out, and then return for the next talk to hear more from this gospel.
A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus and, after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this."